morning. Welcome everybody to our March 25th, 2014 County Council meeting. Call the meeting to order. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, Council. At this time, we have no amendments to the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Approved.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve the agenda. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We had March 18th minutes. Any corrections, changes, additions to those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
There's no correspondence, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from Council?
Well,
Mrs. Deaver.
I keep getting emails and whatnot about the sides of our roads being littered with trash, and I also got a rather lengthy complaint in email about us not taking down old buildings, ruined buildings that obviously were not inhabitable. So I just thought I'd pass that along.
Thank you, ma'am. Anything else from Council?
I get the litter.
Phillips.
I've been getting the litter complaints as well, and I am in favor of reviewing our code if that's what it takes.
I'll tell you what, Steve, please do it. Don't say too much because they'll just close the roads. I know two roads are already closed because it says too much litter.
Wow.
We want to hear your golden voice, Jim.
Anything else from Council? Okay, Mr. John Ashman.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm here this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for a parcel for the expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District. It's a single parcel on Honolulu Road, approximately 15.66 acres. We received a letter requesting the single parcel be included in our sewer district, and the owner is desirous of starting his planning process for single-family homes on the parcel and would like to have it included in the sewer district. The parcel is currently served with a 6-inch lateral that was installed in 1992 as part of another project. This lateral is insufficient for development, and that will be addressed at the time of the concept plan submittal. The parcel would be responsible for system connection charges of $6,800 per EDU based on current year rates, and there would be a public hearing set up tentative for May the 6th.
The upgrade on that 6-inch lateral, does the county absorb that, or does the applicant?
Developer applicant.
So basically, they pick up the cost on all of it.
Yep.
Any more questions of Council? You have a motion?
I have a motion. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include parcel 433-6.11-6.0, owned by John Valiant, as presented on March 25th, 2014.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Lauren George.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
How's everybody doing?
Great. How about you today?
Good, good. I'm here to present the bid awards for the project 1402 and 1403. The first one is the bulk delivery of sodium hypochlorite solution. The lowest bid was Coin Chemical out of Croydon, PA at $1.08 a gallon. Do we have any questions?
Have a motion?
Yes. Motion, be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that Sussex County Project 1402 bulk delivery of sodium hypochlorite solution be awarded to Coin Chemical Company of Croydon, PA at the bid amount of $1.08 per gallon.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Second is Project 1403 and its bulk delivery of granular lime. The low bidder was Greer Lime Company of Morgantown, West Virginia at $175 per ton. Any questions?
Remind me again why What's the difference between this lime and farm-grade lime?
I knew you would ask me that.
I knew you would.
I asked that last time.
I was thinking it would be Sam would be asking those questions.
Well, I brought one for Sam and one for...
Good. There you go.
I think I remember what you said, so I...
I remember. I just know that there's going to be some farmers approaching me after this meeting.
It's high calcium lime for one, and if you look at that chart, the calcium oxide is 95% on the quick lime, and it's only 28% on the typical farmer's lime.
Could you
put in four times as much?
Yeah. Could you in the future maybe take a look at some of the compost materials that are being produced here in Sussex County? I got a spec sheet over the weekend on some that was very, very high in calcium. And I know that it's got other ingredients, but it is something that I think we should just check out and make sure that...
Well, this lime is introduced through a silo into the process through augers, mm-hmm. and then it goes into an oven. So I don't think a compost material would... I mean, we can look at it.
I'll shoot you the spec sheet.
Right. And when you get done with it, you dry it back, right? You dry it back. It's dried off. In other words, you use it as a wet... It becomes a wet lime, then it goes back to being dry lime.
Well, it's granular lime. It's introduced to a sludge product, which is about 20% moisture, and then it comes out about 50% moisture.
Yeah. And when you're done with it, it goes back to what?
The final product is about 50%.
You haul it at 50?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like dirt.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second.
Second.
Question on the motion. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
And, Lauren, try not to bring such controversial issues.
I'll try. Thanks.
It's too early in the morning.
Thank you for being prepared.
Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item on the agenda is a presentation by Deputy Attorney